Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Hour number three. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. This, of course, the way sports talk radio should be. We got Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob, you just heard Monsi Bolaños say that James Harden is opting out of his contract with the Philadelphia 76ers, wants a four-year deal. I get it. This might be his best chance to, you know, add some more tens Cabbage. Of millions, right, maybe hundreds of millions to his contract. But, Rob? If I'm Daryl Morey, GM of the Sixers, bye. bye. I mean, I'm trying to win a championship. Now, James Harden is still a very good player. He's still an all-star caliber player. I actually voted for him to be on the all-star team. I'm one of the official voters. I voted for him to make the all-star team. Led the league in assists. He's nice. But I'm trying – it doesn't seem like, for whatever reason, he delivers – not seems like he doesn't deliver in the big – how do you be one of the all-time best scorers in league history and you get 9 points in the game seven? And you shoot some horrible percentage. I'll get it exactly because I knew right. I don't want to say it off the top of my head without, you know – but in the last two games, when they were up 3-2, he shot horribly, horrifically.
And he had two big games, Chris.
He shot 7 for 27 in the last two games.
Imagine had he capped off a game seven with like the way he played in game one or what was it, game five?
Yep. Don't let it be said that he hasn't had great playoff games, because he has. But when it's like deciding games – Rob, right. He was 1 for 11 from 3 in the last two games. He had 10 turnovers in the last two games.
He had more turnovers than a bakery.
Yeah, never heard that before.
No, not at all.
But I'm just, Rob. I'm bye.
This is all original. This is all original material, Chris. I just want you to know. This is not stuff I used to do on the radio in Detroit. This is all new and fresh.
I know that. who
you are fake news.
What team are you? If you're a contender. Now, there's talk about Phoenix. Would you want him in Phoenix?
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in James Harden. Plain and simple.
Yeah, and if he goes to Houston, Rob, I think it is such a bad look.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
And you're just confirming that if you go to Houston.
He doesn't care. He wants to have a lifestyle, make a ton of money, be the guy down in Houston again. He loved it, loved living there. And he'll just go back and ride out the sunset, Chris, and that's it. He gave it a shot, went to Brooklyn, didn't wait long enough to see if that would happen. Then he goes to Philly, and as soon as they moved the mountains to get him and did all the stuff that they did to get him from Brooklyn, and he's going to walk out on them. This is just these guys. This is what you get. If I'm Philly, I'm not interested. And if I'm a contender, I'm not interested.
Thank you
want to go to Orlando. You want to go to Houston. You want to go to Detroit. Where you want to go to those places, go. Just go. And if you want to just put up shots and be the leading scorer, just go.
Rob, the report, and what outlet was it, Rob G? The report, the Chris Haynes, says that Harden wants, quote unquote, basketball freedom. Now, if I'm Houston, I'm done. I'm turned off. Because you know who I want to have basketball freedom? Jalen Green.
Right.
Shingun.
Gesundheit.
I mean, no, I need my young boys to develop.
Right.
I don't need a guy that is on his way out in a few years that isn't going to lead me to, like, I don't need him to develop. I want you to focus on them. I want you to make them better. And if you're not willing to do that with Joel Embiid, then I don't need you. So I think Houston is just as foolish and just as ridiculous as Harden is for wanting a reunion.
I agree, but they think he's a star. He'll sell tickets. People, they'll have some buzz. People will care about them, Chris. They're in NBA Siberia. They're off the map. You know that. They got young players. Every once in a while, they surprise you with a big win. But nobody's talking about the Rockets or anybody care about them. That's really what it comes down to. You notice in a small box, it's still a business, and you're trying to attract people, right, trying to sell it. You're not, you know, the goal, Chris, is not always, well, if we can't put together a winning team, let's put together a ragamuffin team No. Then I need to put something together where I could sell tickets and get people interested in the product. That's
I hear you.
That's what happens.
I'm just saying, like, I got young players. They're not like, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I can't think of a team off the top of my head. But if I'm just a bad, like Washington, right? I could understand Washington going to get James Harden. Because Washington's one of those mediocre teams. It's always mediocre. And you bring in James Harden, he's going to put up numbers. He's going to excite the crowd. You know, you'll be relevant to some degree. I could get that. But if Houston is building, Jabari Smith may become something. Jalen Green looks like something. Alperen Şengün. Kevin Porter Jr.
You just like saying that name. There you go. You rub it in, too. No,
he's pretty good, actually. So I'm just saying, like, that's I'm sorry. Houston, I don't know what y'all doing if you do this. You're making
– And James Harden, I mean – the same thing, Chris. I mean, maybe he feels like there'll be somebody who will be bamboozled and pay him and that's what he'll do, and so he's cool with it. But I'm with you. Like, even at the young teams, Chris, that have money, James Harden doesn't fit. Like just let the younger guys play and develop if you're not going to win. To have him taking shots from some guys who need the reps –
yep.
And the notion of taking some big shots and moments and not just filling stat sheets. That's how you develop players.
You know who I'd go get, Rob, and we're going to move on to the Warriors in a moment, but I'd go get Chris Paul because he's not going to take shots from those guys. He's going to teach them those guys about being a professional, about winning to some degree, and he's going to set them up to be better players. You know?
That's I can see I that. Get.
And he's cheaper.
Right.
You can get him and pay him about $15, $16 million. He'll be cheaper than
and
James
And you'll be
Harden.
Able to get him on the early bird special because, you know, he's a senior in the NBA.
Okay, on that
Sorry.
Note, let's
what?
Move on. Speaking
Alex,
of seniors,
nothing.
Speaking of seniors, Rob, the Man. Warriors looks like they are just all indications are that they're going to bring back Klay Thompson and Draymond Green.
Yeah, but
and here's
Klay
what I
want to
ask
no
you,
Max.
Nah, yeah, he and Draymond would. I mean, they're gonna get you know 25, 30 million a year, but they gonna have, those will be pay cuts or you know not max salaries. And if they go for it, or even just let me ask you, period. Do you think that the Warriors? Championship window is closed.
Yeah, it's already closed. I believe it's closed. I think there's been some real damage done to that team. Guys are older. You saw Klay, Chris. Ugh.
He had a good season. Led the league in threes made, but yeah, I know in the playoffs he you know
in the playoffs
against the Lakers mainly. But yeah, he had a couple bad. He was up and down, and then was right. just down against the Lakers. Yeah, the last
he was bad. Couldn't make any shots. At least that's my last view of him. You know what I mean?
Nah, like look, last four games, Robbie shot 25%.
There you go.
Averaged 10 points, yeah.
But there you go. That's what I remember seeing. And Draymond is Draymond. And you know, I heard Steve Kerr, and we're not a championship team without Draymond. You're not a championship team with him. Like
well,
so I don't
year,
know.
I mean,
but yeah,
this
but
year.
I'm talking about this year. And Draymond, I would just if I would just move on. I mean, it's okay. Great teams, great players move on. You don't have to stay together forever. And I don't know. I do think, you know, the Jordan Poole thing was big for this team. And I do
oh,
think
no.
I know.
And they admitted it. You know, Draymond and Steve Kerr admitted it.
Yeah, I mean, but Chris, you can't get past that. I'm
here's
serious.
What
like,
yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying you can't get past it. Like. If that happened to me, how could I ever think about that guy in a glowing way? I can't.
If you just sucker punched Rob G one day, it'd be tough to overcome.
Rob G would be at my throat like every day. I'd have to watch my back.
At your throat is right because on his tippy toes, raising his hands as high as he can. That's about how high he gets. I'm getting laughs. I'm not the comedian.
Wow. Wait till I come to Brooklyn and bring down the house.
Rob,
Wait.
Let us know. We
I'm
ready,
June.
Baby.
I'm coming in June. I'm
we
coming in
know.
June.
You know what I want to do? We got to talk to see if we can do it. I want to do an odd couple show from there, if we can. Live.
Yeah, we could. When I'm in town
we
that week.
We set it up.
Yep. Of June. I think I told you I'm speaking at the New York Times School, Chris, this summer.
Yes.
In June. Harvey Arradin runs it. He's one of the people who run the school. So I will be in town for that. That's the perfect week to do it. Late
275 Park in Brooklyn Comedy Club. But anyway.
Chris, the only way we're doing that is if you also agree to do a home and home where we do one at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas for me and Rob Parker.
You just want to get to Vegas.
Well, it's not fair that we got to fly out to Jersey to do a show with
New
you.
New York, not Jersey.
But you can't fly out to Vegas with us, right, Rob?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm down.
Me, you, Lamar Mitchell. Rob, Chris, you know, Alex will come. Everyone's going
to
be there.
And you better come to the birthday party next January in Vegas. That's the one.
Oh, I thought your birthday party was going to be in New York.
No. It's in Vegas.
You didn't get to save the date, remember, Chris? We all got one.
Yes.
I don't know if I got invited. I'm glad I'm invited.
Oh, look at
this. I'm roasting. I'm actually
roasting
you, right?
You're going to be up on the dais.
I'm a roaster.
Yes. No, you are one of the official roasters.
I will be there. Yes, I will be there for sure. I won't miss that. But, Rob, I'm going to say this. I don't think the window's closed. Now, I'm not saying they're definitely going to win another championship, but I think they're going to be contenders. And assuming that they bring back Klay and Draymond, they just need to build correctly around them. I would love to keep, obviously, Wiggins, but Kevon Looney, that dude is a beast, great rebounder. But they need to add size. It doesn't have to be great size, but just some – another big body to back up Looney. And, Rob, I would trade. I agree with you on the Poole-Draymond thing.
I'm serious, right?
I would
trade Poole.
Yeah, I would trade Poole. I think you can get something for him. People talk about this. Look, dude can score. And dude is a very good offensive player.
It's just not going to work together, Chris.
Right.
It's just not going to work together.
He'll go somewhere and average 20-plus points. And so trade him for some role players and that bolster your bench. Develop Kuminga. Maybe get him in the rotation next year. I'm not saying they definitely going to win the championship, but I think they will definitely be contenders and in the hunt. And the West still will be wide open. I mean, unless the only way, Rob, and I mean, maybe this wouldn't even be the case, but if Denver runs through the Lakers and then runs through whoever emerges from the East, then you now have a definitive Western Conference favorite.
Right, and they're young. They're not going anywhere. Right. But still.
Outside of that, right, it's kind of open. I mean, the Lakers will be there. Phoenix will be there. Maybe the Clippers, Sacramento. You know what I mean? Memphis.
Right.
Maybe. We don't know what's going to happen with them and Ja Morant. But so, you know, I think they're still a contender. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're throwing it out to you guys. Is the Warriors championship window closed? Simple question. Your turn to weigh in.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the TireRight.com studios, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Is the Warriors window closed for good? Your thoughts?
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Alan in Denver. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Alan?
Hey, thank you guys so much for taking the call and being, as always, amazing role models for our young African-American youth.
Thank you.
Man, we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. As a Nuggets fan, no, the window is never closed for Golden State as long as you have Steph Curry, because any given night the dude can go off for 70, 60. Klay Thompson is – he's confusing to me because – I know that this is his first real healthy year back. Mentally, it's not easy to get over an ACL. So I think you got to give him another run, not a max, obviously. But I would trade Poole and whoever else I have to get for Zion Williamson. That's what I'm going after.
I don't think they got enough. Yeah, I mean, who
good
you?
Good luck.
Who,
that ain't happening.
They not. They don't. They probably wouldn't take Poole for him. I mean, maybe, but I don't think they'd have. I don't know. I mean,
I
would
don't
they,
see it.
If unless they just like, look, let's just win now. You know what I mean? Draymond, we'll take Draymond and Poole or what? Well, not Draymond and Poole, obviously, but right. I don't know. That's tough. And Rob, if they trade Zion, they could probably get more than what the Warriors can offer. That's the
no point. Doubt. All right, Robert in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, gentlemen? Hey, I was just thinking. We have forgotten that, you know, the Warriors are older. The window's not closed, in my opinion. They're older. They just went through a championship run last season. They had very little time to rest and come back for this season. So I think that after this early exit of the playoffs now, they got all this time to rejuvenate, get some rest, and then come back. And like the first caller said, when you got Steph Curry, I mean, nothing's closed.
And right. I do agree. Like, as long as he's in his prime, it's not close. Yeah. I mean, assuming they build smartly, and there's no reason to believe they wouldn't build smartly around.
But that's my take, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you. And, Chris, let's get another one in. Sean in San Diego, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? First of all, love y'all show, man. Love y'all show.
Thank you,
man. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about Golden State, man. I believe that they are done. If you got Steph Curry, and yes, dude is a monster, but if you don't get him some help real quick, he's going to be the Damian Lillard, bro. He's just going to be a scorer and no titles, man. I'm sorry. You got to trade Draymond. Draymond does absolutely nothing for the team. But
wow. Really? Draymond does nothing for the team. He's one of the best defenders in the league. He's the key to their defense. And he's the guy that runs the offense.
And he's got a 1-2 punch.
But look at it this way, man. Look at it this way. Look, I respect that. But you, let's say you take the Golden State Warriors and they get through the Lakers. They're not getting through Denver, man, because they got Nicholas.
Well, they beat – look, maybe not. And this year, look, this year they clearly weren't a championship team. But okay. I'm just –
what I say is you trade Draymond Green, you trade Kevin Looney, and you trade Jordan Poole, and you get a star-powered man in the middle like Anthony Davis.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I'll do that.
You get Steph Curry some help out there in that middle, man, because otherwise these teams, with them beasts that they got in the middle, they're going to run through Golden State.
It's only a couple teams with beasts in the middle. And you're right, you got to get through them, but – I mean, they ain't getting Anthony Davis, all right?
Right.
And there ain't like him, right? Who they getting? Embiid? Jokic? Sure.
None of those things
If they get
happening.
Jokic, you know, Rob, go ahead. Get Jokic. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Grizz and Rob. Fowler Fair's around the corner, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And what that ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com, here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we go around the baseball diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the face of MLBBro.com, the man, the myth, the legend, the greatest baseball voice in the history of Fox Sports Radio.
I just threw up in my mouth.
None other than J.R. Gamble.
Let's go. Who gives an intel like Rob, man? Happy to be here. But you know, the best has to stand next to the best in the OGs. So I'm just here in the graces and humble graces of two legends. Let's go.
All right, guys. You know how it works. I got three baseball stories. We're going to get to it around the horn style.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
That's right. That is 1,000% correct. But because JR is the star of the segment.
Martin or VJ anywhere. Okay? I'm just saying.
Because JR is the star, he gets the first crack at every single one. So let's get to it. JR, as you know, Aaron Judge went viral this week for repeatedly glancing into the dugout before blasting a homer against Toronto. A movement to have Blue Jays broadcasters insinuating that the Yankees might be stealing signs like the Astros. And now Blue Jays pitcher Jay Jackson is admitting, yeah, you know what, I was tipping pitches. That's my bad. So, JR, Fowler, fair to say the Blue Jays broadcasters owe Judge and the Yankees an apology.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
No apology needed. No apology. It's like the little stepbrother, Chris, who almost beat you in a pickup game, and now he thinks he's on your level and wants to, you know, not respect the big dog. The Blue Jays have been trying to move past the Yankees for years and years, and now that they're in a position to do so, they think attacking Judge kind of means like they're on that level. They just can't handle the best player in the league being so dominating, and that's really what it is. So the Blue Jays got to grow up a little bit. They want to play with the big dogs, but they're not ready. No apology needed.
No, fair.
It's a fair ball.
Apology. What are y'all teaching people over there at MLB, bro? Fair, you better apologize.
Go ahead.
Your man was tipping pitches.
Yes.
And then you accuse Judge of cheating? Stop it. He is the face of baseball. Him and Shohei. You accuse him of cheating? I'm glad he took you deep. Unbelievable.
I'm going to say fair with Chris.
It's a fair ball.
Only this. And I like Buck Martinez is the color analyst, the former major league manager. He was a catcher in the big leagues. I'm surprised that they just went straight to that Judge and the Yankees are cheating. Like, he knows better. Do you know what I mean, Chris and JR? Like, you know there are guys who tip their pitches. And that was obvious to me. And then for the pitcher to confirm it, that you know what? Yeah, I was probably tipping my pitches. Yes! So I'm with Chris. I'm sorry. An apology to Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge don't need to cheat. Please, stop it.
All right, here we go. Story number two. Sticking in New York, MLB.com unveiled their Cy Young quarter poll results, and the voters currently have Gerrit Cole as the AL leader, which is a little bit surprising given that Tampa's Shea McClanahan has more wins, 7 more strikeouts per 9 innings, given up less hits, and his team has the best record in baseball. JR, foul or fair to say McClanahan, not Cole, should be the AL Cy Young leader right now?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
I mean, I don't understand how they judge the Cy Young anymore. I got to be honest. Once Julio Urias didn't win the Cy Young after going 20-3, I was lost after that. And the guy was like 14-10 one Corbin. But I was confused at that point. I'm lost to what metrics or BS they use to pick the Cy Young anymore. Cole's been great. But when you're on the best team and have the most wins and the most strikeouts, that used to be a slam dunk, fellas, for the Cy Young.
I'm going to say it's fair.
It's a fair ball.
And only because, and I don't know, I got to look at his pitching log, Chris and JR. The Rays have played all bad teams to start the season. Like, the first 20 was against the regs of the league, right? Like, like nobody over 500. And they feasted on them. So maybe the voters and the people at this point at the quarter poll are looking, saying, Garrett Cole's pitched against better teams and had better success, and this guy's just filled up his stat sheet against bad teams. So that's a way that Garrett Cole could be having a better season.
So, but you're saying you think it should be McClanahan, I think, right?
No.
Oh, so you meant foul. I think you meant
I
foul.
I thought JR said fair, that it's fair to say that.
He's saying it should be McClanahan.
Right. Yeah, I'm saying no, it shouldn't be.
Right.
It should
be. So you, yeah, you meant foul.
That
I'm
is going a
fair.
Foul ball.
I'm it's going fair. Because I think it should be McClanahan. And I'm, here's my guess. Look, Rob G mentioned it. The fact that all his, not all, but most of his numbers are better, and his team is like playing right at a historic pace. I mean, not the best ever, but historic right nonetheless. And I think, guys, they're going by some of the analytics.
Of course.
I mean, I get it. Garrett Cole's ERA is slightly better, 2.2 to 2.3. But I think they're going by WAR and WHIP. Mm. And that's what a lot of these dudes go by. And Cole's got him beat in that. But the traditional stats and the team, you know, way they're playing, I got to go with McClanahan.
That's right. And you know, the Odd Couple, we don't care about analytics. We don't like that's analytics right on this show.
They're a part of the story.
No, we don't like it, Chris. We've already established that. That's been our MO for like 3 years now, right, Rob?
They're a part of it, but they're not the entire story.
No, the point is, we don't like analytics, period. All right. Last one here on the Odd Couple, Fowler Fair. Fowler Fair with MLBBro.com's JR Gamble. Here we go. Last one. On Monday night, the A's had announced attendance of 2,064.
Oh, my.
And you know, Rob, the actual number is way lower than that. But assuming it's accurate, we'll give them the benefit of the doubt here. That would be the third lowest attended game in Major League Baseball history. Non-COVID, of course. Now, JR, we all know the A's are moving to Vegas, and the people of Oakland, they hate the A's right now. So, Fowler, fair to say the A's should just go to Vegas early and play at a minor league stadium in the meantime?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
All I know is that what that process that was Billy Bean Ball has led to is just sad. A storied franchise, Reggie Jackson, Ricky Henderson, Dennis Eckersley, the Bass Brothers, so many great players, so much success. And now you can't name me a guy on the A's. And the town has abandoned the team. It's really one of the saddest stories in sports. So moving to a minor league field, fellas, might actually draw them more than 3,000 fans, to tell you the truth.
Foul.
It's bad.
That is a foul ball.
You just can't do it. There's legal obligations, and they can't just move the team out, and you can't go to a minor league field. It's got to be major league quality. There's all kinds of regulations and whatnot. They just they wanted people not to show up so that they can leave. So when they leave, Chris, you know, like they can't. Well, they'll be like, oh, 2,000 people showed up. We can't stay here. Like, this is what – it's a plan. It's a plan.
Rob is right. I mean, you can't just up and decide we're going to go play somewhere else. But I'm still going to say fair. I mean, just
it's a fair ball.
Fair. I just think it's I know it can't be done legally. Mm-hmm. But, guys, I would like to see it done because those players, man, these are major league players. Can you imagine how low their morale is?
Right.
Right? You're in a huge – I mean, you know, a big stadium, a normal-sized stadium. You got 2,000 fans. Like, if they went to a minor league park that held, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000, and it was jam-packed – I mean, right, that would be better. I get it that they can't do it.
Right.
I just think I'd like to see it if it were possible.
All right.
Yeah. My uncle had more guys at his pickleball game last week.
Man. JR, right, we'll see you in the morning, my man.
Yes, sir.
All right, brothers. Thanks, JR. We got more coming. Ja Morant, Adam Silver finally addresses it, and Ja apologizes. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tatum, entry to Marcus Smart, turns to face on Strus. Diagonal kick out. Tatum, pretty good look. Straightaway three. Rims in. Back rim, front rim, and then softly down the middle.
All right, that was a progressive play of the day. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com. Or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're the Odd Couple wrapping up a three-hour show live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, yesterday, Adam Silver at the NBA Draft Lottery addressed the Ja Morant situation. And here's the sound, and then we'll hear about Rob G. will read Ja Morant's statement that he released as an apology. Here's Adam Silver.
Honestly, I was shocked when I saw this weekend that video. Now, we're in the process of investigating it, and we'll figure out exactly what happened to the best we can then. It's, again, it's the video's a bit grainy and all that, but I'm assuming the worst, you know, and but we'll figure out, you know, exactly what happened there.
And now, Ja Morant, shortly after that interview, Rob, on ESPN, Ja Morant released this apology.
Said, quote, "I know I've disappointed a lot of people who have supported me. This is a journey, and I recognize there is more work to do. My words may not mean much right now, but I take full accountability for my actions. I'm committed to continuing to work on myself."
Rob, you know, my stance on this is that I'm concerned about Ja Morant's safety, because I just think he's, you know, we've seen athletes be targeted. You know, Paul Pierce stabbed in a nightclub. Antoine Walker robbed. I've heard stories about, you know, guys targeting Allen Iverson. Now you don't get much more respected than Allen Iverson as an NBA player. And even he was targeted. It didn't happen, but I know one time guys were scheming on him to do something, and it didn't come through. But I just think when you put yourself out there as a gangster, you're almost challenging or almost inviting some real gangsters to step up and test you. And so that's why I'm concerned about Ja Morant. The statement's fine, but nobody would, you know, it's fine for him to release it. I get why you release it, but nobody's going to believe it, especially after you just did it a couple months later. So he's got to just, you know, act differently. And so I think there should be a solid suspension, just because I think that's all that can serve as a wake-up call. Rob, we've talked about it. Punishment, discipline serves as a deterrent. And there's really nobody else that can punish him. He didn't break the law, and I've talked about that. Like, as a young black man, I don't think he should be held accountable more than a white guy would be, or anybody else would be, for something where you didn't break the law. But I'm talking about for his own welfare. Yeah, I think he needs to be punished.
I disagree.
That might wake you.
You don't
up.
Have to break a law when you sign up to play in the NBA and you represent other people. There's plenty of guys who didn't break laws who have had their careers derailed or released, whatever you want to say. He's not a guy working at the post office. He represents companies, a league. He has other responsibilities, and he signs that when he signs that CBA a deal. There's a moral clause.
That he can't have a gun?
No, there's a moral clause about behavior.
Is that
behavior.
In the moral clause that you can't have a gun?
I'm just giving you, like, the idea that when you sign a $200 million contract, that it only has to be by law. No, you can get suspended by the commissioner because that's what you signed up for, even though you didn't have.
But he didn't sign up to not have a gun.
The first charge, he got suspended.
You can have a gun. You can't have it on property of the you know, league property.
Yeah, I disagree with you. I just fundamentally, I think that they have a right to, for their players, if you're going to represent them in their city, there's certain things they want to see, and they just have a right to say, this
all
is
I'm
not what we want.
All I'm saying is hold everybody
all.
Like that.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. We've seen Congress people, congresswomen.
Chris, that's fine.
Posing. No, let me finish. I'll let you finish. Congress people posing their kids with assault rifles. And they ain't being held accountable. And again, I think he should be punished. But we gonna hold this 23-year-old kid to a higher standard than congresswomen? That's all I'm saying. I believe he should be disciplined for his own good. Because he needs it. Because he does need to change his behavior. And that's all I'm saying. And this is not a difficult change. Unless he has a substance abuse problem.
It could be difficult. We don't know that. They told him 2 months ago, don't do this again. And he did it again.
Hold on. It's difficult to not go on social media with a weapon. That's difficult?
Yes, apparently.
Why?
Chris, because he was told and embarrassed and all the stuff that happened.
And he still
did it.
But my point is this, Rob. If you can't control yourself from putting yourself on social media holding a gun, if you can't just say, you know what, I'm not doing that anymore, then it's either a substance abuse problem or a mental health problem. And that might be the case, but I'm just saying, if it's not one of those, then just stop. Some things you just stop. We make excuses too much. Some things just don't do. That's all there is to it. You just show up for work. That's it. Just show up for work.
Easier said than done.
Really? Showing up for work?
Yep. If it was that easy, he wouldn't be in the situation that he's in.
No, he's arrogant. Maybe he's, you know, been catered to his whole life. Maybe he thought he could get away with whatever. I mean, but it ain't hard to not put yourself on social media holding a gun. If you can't do that, you got a mental health problem or a substance abuse problem. 1 minute. I mean, as simple as that.
You got a problem.
Some things you just can stop doing. Do you disagree with that? There's some things you can just stop doing.
Chris, I think that's for rational people, what you're saying makes sense, but everybody in that situation is not rational. Because if he was rational, he would have never put himself in that spot again. And he just went right back and did it after all that went on for him. So it tells me that there's something else there.
So
that's
there's
all. I don't
some
know what
type of if that's
be.
The case, then fine. Get counseling for that.
They said he had counseling. I remember that in Florida.
8 days ain't counseling. Mental health or substance abuse, if it ain't one of those, then just stop it. Period. Stop. Golly. I mean, seriously. Just don't do it. You know what, my daughters? Do your homework. Period. We don't need therapy for that. Do your homework. We out. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.